Recently, Boulder released a guide to 30 trails in and around the city that are wheelchair accessible. The guide was created by Topher Downham, an outreach coordinator with Boulder Open Spaces and Mountain Parks. KUNC reporter Anne-Marie Awad was more than a little inspired by Downham's guide and wanted to create a resource for outdoor lovers with disabilities in Colorado, and she's joining me now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk first about the guide. What makes Downham's guide so special?
It's more of an outdoor guide than it is a map. So instead of it being just like a big picture of Boulder, here's an accessible trail, there's an accessible trail, it's, you know, page by page, here's a spot that's suitable for wheelchairs. You know, there's a very detailed look, like, oh, you can go X number of miles until there's maybe some tricky terrain. Mm-hmm. By the way, here's the wildlife and the flora and fauna that you'll see. Here's some of the history, like the level of detail. Mm-hmm. I haven't really come across anything else like it in the research that I've done.
Yeah, not just a little trail map that you can get, but
exactly.
So much more.
Yeah.
Huh. So what challenges are there for people with disabilities who want to, you know, experience the great outdoors in Colorado?
The biggest thing, as one might imagine, it's pretty obvious, is finding ground that is not going to gum up a wheelchair. So what we're looking for is mostly paved trails or trails that are just on, you know, pretty forgiving terrain. And that's why we tried to build a map of accessible places in Colorado. We wanted to point out these places. We wanted to try to create a one-stop shop to find, you know, if you're looking to plan for your summer, to find places that you can go to if you may be in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Now, what does the map include?
So the first thing that I did was I went to the National Parks Service units and kind of looked at all of them. So one good thing to know is that it's pretty safe to assume that every National Parks Visitor Center is going to have accommodations for wheelchairs, visually and hearing impaired. Mm-hmm. And that's just in compliance with federal law. We also pointed out Parks Service units where there were trails that were accessible or overlooks that are accessible, and which parks will lend out wheelchairs that have special wheels for sandy terrain. So this is going to be a thing maybe in like great sand dunes. A key thing to take away from that is, you know, you have to call ahead to get those wheelchairs because there is one adult size wheelchair at the Great Sand Dunes Visitor Center.
Whoa.
So forward planning is a big thing.
That's a must.
But traveling with a disability, yes. Mm-hmm. And we also looked at some units that are managed by Colorado Parks and Wildlife that offer paved or relatively flat trails. And we also pointed out some other cities besides Boulder that make it easy to find accessible trails. Fort Collins, for example, has a really good tool on their website to search parks by accessibility.
So, I mean, it sounds like it really took a lot of time to cobble all of this information together.
Yeah, it was an insight into, you know, what disabled outdoors people in Colorado have to deal with when they're trying to plan, you know, a nice weekend outing. And so we learned that federally managed lands like the National Park Service or the Forest Service or BLM, those agencies are required to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. So that means that restrooms are usually going to be accessible. There will be some campsites, visitor centers almost always, but trails will only be accommodating as the terrain allows. In some
sure.
places, you know, the federal guidelines do have a carve out for places where the terrain just makes it impractical. With state and local spaces, finding the information at all was really hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's some places they were just kind of stashed away on a very hard to access part of their website, or it just wasn't there, or it was incomplete. And that's where we kind of turned to some third party websites like the Disabled Travelers Companion. They had a really good guide to Rocky Mountain National Park. Trail Link and Accessible Outdoors were also pretty helpful. All of these places offered more detailed looks at what areas are available for people in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to link to them in our guide too.
That's wonderful. And so just in time, the weather's getting nice. You can find this guide on KUNC.org. Anne-Marie Awad, thank you so much.
Thanks.